The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 649.
Hey, hey, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. And thank you so much for the good reviews you've been giving. You know, I'm telling you, even just going over there and hitting that 5 stars, of course, makes such a huge difference, and I really appreciate it. Whether you're doing it on iTunes or Spotify or iHeartRadio or wherever you listen in, I just can't tell you, it makes such a difference. So thank you for doing that. So I'll be just completely candid here and tell you that I'm not sure if what I'm going to talk about today relates to your business at all. But I thought it was so interesting. I read this article and it was so interesting that I was trying to wrap my head around, like, how can I make this fit? Because I really want to share this. So I was thinking maybe I should call the show, Do Other People Get on Your Nerves? And that would be my grabbing question. Do other people get on your nerves? Because if so, today's show is for you. So here's what happened. I read this article and I'll include the link when you go and look at the show notes. Underneath the show notes, I'll include the full link. The article is quite long, and it's not that new. It was written back in 2014, it looks like, and it's very, very long. So I'm going to give you kind of a synopsis of it. What happened was this person started thinking about their ancestry and the people they knew in their ancestry and who they didn't. So you are, you and me, we are humans that have parents, and those parents have parents, and those grandparents have parents who are now our great-grandparents, and then you go up another one, your great-great-grandparents. But each time you do that, the numbers grow exponentially. So you start out where you've got, you know, maybe two parents, let's just assume biological, not that, you know, all the remarriages. We've actually, most of us have got many more parents than that now, don't we? But you start going, you know, then you go to grandparents and you've got 4, and you go up another level and you've got 8, and so on and so forth. It keeps growing, keeps growing, keeps growing, keeps growing, and going back and back and back and back. So what this person was realizing in the article was when they started going back generations, so you get 8 generations back from where you're at, and you've got literally 256 people that are in that line. 9 generations, you've got 512 people, and I promise there won't be any math on the test or anything like that for this. 10 generations back, you've got 1,000 people, and you keep going. You know, when you're looking at 12 generations back, you're talking about your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, and you're looking at 4,000 people who fall into that category. So this article really started to look at, if you do the math on it and you go back in time, there comes a point where the size of your highest living row of your family tree, you've got so many, not just thousands, but millions of people that are your great, 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 great grandparents, that when you intersect that in time with what the actual world population was, the math doesn't make any sense. You go, how can that work? How can that work? There weren't enough people living on the planet at that time to have that work out. If there are not enough people on Earth to be equivalent to my ancestors, then how does that happen? So the explanation in this article is that of course, back in the day. In fact, I think, I don't quote me, read the article, because I'm sure you're much more of a detailed person than I am. But back in the day, the so many people were married to first cousins. And in fact, I think the quote, the percentage was 80% of the people were marrying their relatives. 80% of the people, all marriages that have ever happened in the history of the planet, some ridiculously high percent, I'm just going to say 80%, were between relatives. So why did I find this interesting? Because now you're going like, okay, this makes no sense to me. Why are you telling me this? But here's why I found this interesting. Because when I started to think about it, I thought, if it's true that everybody was marrying their cousins, and when I go back far enough, there's more people in my family tree than there are on the planet Earth. And when I look at all these generations back of all these people that I don't know at all, but they're responsible for my existence. If one of those 4,000 people, 12 generations back, would have made a different decision and coupled with somebody else, I wouldn't be in existence. Like, think about the probability of that, the mathematical weirdness and probability of that. Those 4,000 people, 12 generations back, all made decisions that led to my existence today. And furthermore, if it's true that when you start to go far enough back, there are more people in my family tree, my history, your history, than there are people on the planet, then doesn't it make sense that all of us on the planet are cousins? We're all related, every single one of us. Wouldn't we have to be? Wouldn't we have to be? If you look at the math, doesn't it make sense that we're all related by... I mean, the question is not whether or not somebody on the planet is your cousin. The question is how distant or how far back. And it's really fun. I really hope you seek out this article, the link that we include, because it's really fun because they actually include the number of cousins you'll find and all these different relationships of why we feel so distant from each other, even just a few generations back, why we feel so distant from each other, but why the reality is, the truth is, we're all related. It reminds me, some of you might follow the work of Greg Braden, and he was talking about quantum physics, and I've studied a little bit about what he's talking about that time. He's talking about quantum entanglement. So think about little quantum particles connecting with each other. And when they connect with each other, when they're separate, what they've discovered is no matter how far away they get from each other, even space age away, like planet size away from each other, they're still influenced by each other. And then he goes on to talk about, think about the Big Bang Theory. If you've got this mass that's really, really firm and compact, and it's just this pile of mass just all squished together, and then one day it blows up and it becomes our universe as we know it. Isn't it true that all of those particles are connected? So don't we have quantum entanglement with everything in existence that's in existence now? So when I heard this thing about the relatives, I thought about it in that relationship. All of those people that just bug you or get under your skin, they're all cousins. They're all cousins. So then I started thinking about it in relation to tribe building. And I started asking myself, well, what is this in relationship to tribe building? If everybody on the planet is a member of my family, then maybe when I think about tribe building, I think about how do I build relations in my family? What role do I play in my family? How do I, and it might be your immediate family, it might be your extended family, it might be your adopted family, meaning a group of friends, because sometimes you may not like the family you're born into, but you may have a group of people that you consider your family. And your friends or your relations or your social circle, what role do you play in that family. And couldn't that be the same role that you play as a tribe builder? Are you the encourager? Are you the one that's the nurturer? Are you the one that takes care of people and you're really good at meeting people's needs? Are you the one that has interesting ideas and stimulating conversation? Are you the one that entertains or plays music? Are you the one that's a thoughtful listener or a good audience member? Are you the one that instigates debate and all of the new ideas that come to the group? I mean, there's so many ways that you have a unique role inside of your family and inside of your tribe. Why not inside of the world? Because guess what? You're related to them all. We're all cousins, all of us. Isn't that just crazy? It just blows my mind to really have some words to put to the connectedness I feel with the planet and with humanity and with everything that is around. So the final point I want to make, because I came into this going like, Dana, why are you going to talk about this? But the final point I want to make is what does this mean for you and for your life? Maybe nothing. What does it mean for you and for your life? It means whatever you want it to mean. Because guess what? That's what it is for everything, for our whole lives, for everything that we do. We are the ones that give our lives meaning. We are the ones that get to decide what things mean. We are the ones that get to decide if things have impact or if they don't. We are the ones that get to sift and sort and pick and choose and decide which things are things to ponder, which things are things to throw away, which things are things to share, which things have meaning in our lives, because that's how individual we are. Think of the variation of viewpoints and perceptions and ideas and things that make up you. Think of how unique you are. All of those choices, because you get to give it all meaning, all of it. Isn't that just awesome? Isn't it awesome to know that no matter what, no matter if we're all related, no matter how identical we all are, no matter if we're an actual identical twin, that we are completely 100% unique because we are having this human experience through our own eyes. I just love that. That's how you step into your celebrity. Remember how you are the only one that can be you.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana Live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.